Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
Us to ask the Lord this morning, because what we want to take is critical. I want us to ask the Lord that the Lord will open the eyes of your spirit, that as we will be talking about the kingdom of God, that the Lord will grant grace. As you are hearing the teaching by the Holy Spirit and you are searching through scriptures, that you will grasp it. See, I've been saying this thing over and over again. The moment a person sees the kingdom of God, I don't know how to say it in English. Otibo. What is it again? I don't know if you know the translation, you can maybe translate. But the moment you see it, there's nothing this world they want to show you to. You know there's nothing. You know it's not up to what you saw. Do you get the idea? So, and because it's not up to what you saw, somebody cannot give me what is less. and expect me to be thankful when I know there's something more and it's free. When I was asking the Lord this morning what he wants to talk about, he told me that I should look at the scripture that we are studying. Of course, the scripture is still Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom, is it not so, shall be preached. So he asked me, where have you gotten to? I said, we have treated extensively this gospel and the gospel of the kingdom. So he said, yeah, so the kingdom, what is the kingdom? If it will be preached, whoever that will go to preach it, even if one is a market woman, if you've seen it, you know, if you have witnessed something, can you not explain and express what you have witnessed? You can. You don't need to be a pastor or anything to be able to tell somebody what you know you saw. I want you to ask for something this morning. Let the Holy Spirit do a new thing. You are hearing words, so, but you could see the kingdom of God described vividly as it's going to be described throughout the length of this teaching. I plead with you that you will ask. This is the second time the Holy Spirit is bringing this thing to me. As I came out, he brought it first, but I said, okay, I'll say it. Then while talking, I forgot. He brought it back again. What is the thing? When Elisha was asking Elijah that I want you, okay, when Elijah asked him, what do you want from me? And he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Elijah told him, you have asked for a hard thing. But if you see me, when I'm taking from you, it will be yours. If you don't see me, it won't be. What you want to hear this morning is the difference between whether you still keep on going on and having the kind of Christian life you have been having. Do you understand? Or a sudden permanent change will come to you that Satan cannot take from you. It's the difference between whether you are going to enter into rest or if you are still going to be struggling. I want you to talk to God for your own self. Say, Lord, just as Elijah told Elisha that if you see me, it will be yours. What I'm trusting in God for is that you will hear beyond human words. And as those words are being said, you will be taken in the Spirit and by the Holy Spirit for a grand tour of what the kingdom of God is. And what it's going to be. If you're able to see it, you can say like me, of a truth, Satan cannot beat this one. And there's nothing he can, you know, like somebody selling something. There's no wares that he can bring, and then it will make any sense. Brethren, see, I have been, you know, I've met very wealthy people. And I've been in the heights of governmental power. I've been in the same place with governors. Yet, I've never desired anything they are or anything they have because of this same thing that I know. I don't see anybody who has or is traveling and coming back on, and you know, there's even any hint of envy. How? And I've seen the love of God, all because I understood this kingdom that is coming, and I know it is my inheritance. I want you to pray. Lord, as the word of God will be coming, let me hear you directly, Holy Spirit. And Lord, open my eyes in the Spirit. Cause me to see it. Brethren, I will not deceive you. I have seen it. I won't deceive you. I have seen it.
And that's why you see me when I talk about this, I talk with so much passion. Help me to see it as we search through scriptures, as the descriptions are being given. Help me to see. Transport me in the spirit. Listen, what I'm asking the Lord to do for you is not just to take you to a location. What I'm asking the Lord to do is, it takes you to locations, and at the same time, it takes you to times and seasons. Years into the future. And infinite years into eternity. So, what I'm asking is only God that can do it. But if you are not desperate enough, like Elisha, you won't see it and you won't get it. But if you know everything depends on it, it is yours, and it was prepared for you. I want you to plead and ask him, Lord, help me to see it. And help me to get it, Lord, even in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause us to see. Lord, Holy Spirit, that something will happen here today that we will hear more than a man. That it will be the Holy Spirit himself speaking. Makta zokoru babaraga leke tize bayaka tize poporodazaga ye. La brodo zika babayaga lakta kata zike lekaya. Enda zaka kaliborodozu babaya. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I need to show you something very quickly. Revelation 22. Revelation 22, are you there? I want us to look at verse 17.
And the Spirit and the Bride say.
And the Holy Spirit and the Bride
say.
They say.
Come.
Come.
Let him that
heareth say. Let him who hears. Let him also tell other people to come.
And let him that is athirst come.
Let him who is thirsty for the Lord. Let him come.
And whosoever will.
And whosoever desires.
Let him take the water of life freely.
Let him take the waters of life freely. Amen. Do you know who the bride there is that said come? Amen. You don't know. Because we are still praying. Okay. Let us go to the previous chapter. That's chapter 21. Okay. I want you to read from verse 9. And you will stop at verse 11.
And there came unto me,
yes,
the seven angels,
yes,
which are the seven bowls of the seven last plagues,
yes,
and talked with me,
yes,
saying,
yes,
come
here,
show thee the bride.
I will show you the bride,
the lamb's wife.
So that's the same bride I was saying come, right? The lamb's wife.
And he carried me away in the spirit.
And you'll be carried in the spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he carried me away in the spirit.
To a great and high mountain.
And he showed me that great city. The Holy Jerusalem.
Descending out of heaven.
From God.
Having the glory of God.
And our radiance was like a most precious stone. Yes.
Like a
crystal clear jasper stone. Amen. So we go back again. Now, at least we have known the bride. Of course, we know the spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Abi. So let's go back to where we are coming from. Chapter 22, verse 17.
And the spirit and the bride say.
And the Holy Spirit says what to come. So the prayer that you want to pray, it's not because already you are struggling to enter and see something. The Holy Spirit himself is the one that's telling you what? Come and see. Amen? Is that something to you? Now, the bride, that's the city, New Jerusalem itself, which also will be part of my descriptions here this morning, What's that city doing too? That city is beckoning you to come. Yes?
And let him that heareth come.
Now, whoever has had this invitation, what should you do? Come.
And let him that is athirst come.
Whoever that is athirst, what should he do? Come. Let him come.
And whosoever will.
And whosoever desires.
Let him take the water of life.
Let him take the water of life freely. Your prayer is simple. Lord, I'm coming. Let me not be disappointed. Let me come this morning. Let me see what you have to offer. And help me to receive it. And let my thirst be satisfied. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come this morning. Just as I am, without one plea. But that your blood was shed for me. And as you bid me to come. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. We come this morning. We come to see what you have already prepared. We come to see and to grasp and to claim and to own what belongs to us by grace. We are coming this morning to receive from your hand what you have already prepared. We come this morning to receive it. We come. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us be seated. God bless you. Of course, I promised yesterday that I will get you the notes. Okay, so that's what I have brought on our future or our eternal inheritance. Okay, I won't talk on it. It's on the board. You can easily write it and put down the scriptures. Okay, that is what we are going to get when we have now finally come. Okay, this morning we are going to be looking at a topic. What is the kingdom of God? I'm taking it from Matthew 24 verse 14 that we have been studying since yesterday. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Amen. And then the end will come. We have looked at this gospel of the kingdom. Is it not so? But we have not thoroughly looked at what is the kingdom itself. Of course, we know that the gospel is the good news. Abi, that salvation and deliverance from sin and its consequences have come to man. And that man can now have an inheritance in and be a citizen of the coming kingdom of God through his faith in the substitutionary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we have not really explained that, the kingdom of God. And that's what we want to now look at this morning. Amen. By afternoon, if the Lord tarries, we would have moved on from the kingdom to be talking about preaching the gospel of the kingdom to all the nations. But then, when it is that time, we will deal with it. Amen. Amen. So, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom. So, what is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is the future reign, permanent reign, eternal reign, and earthly reign. The kingdom of God is the future reign, permanent reign, eternal reign, and earthly reign of our Lord Jesus Christ over a theocratic government. Over a theocratic government, whose capital city is New Jerusalem,
comma, a reign which extends to all the earth, and the entire universe, and it is in fulfillment of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. Or you could just simply say, it is in fulfillment of God's covenant with Abraham and King David. Okay? It's the same thing. So I will take it one by one. The kingdom of God is a future reign. Let's open our Bibles to Revelation 11, verse 15. For future reign. Zechariah 14, verse 9, verse 16 to 17. Isaiah 2, 2 to 4. And Psalm 145, verse 13. So let us begin with that. Amen. So we'll start looking at the scriptures. Today we are going to read Bible. A lot of scriptures. So that it's not that somebody just told you something. No. It is the future reign of Jesus Christ. And that is the future of this world. As the Antichrist is planning to come and all of that, and as Satan and his people are planning for the coming of the Antichrist, in heaven also they are planning for the coming of the Christ. Amen. Yes, Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
And the seventh angel sounded.
And the seventh angel sounded.
And there were great voices in heaven.
And there were great voices in heaven.
Saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God.
The kingdoms of this world, they have become the kingdoms of our God.
And of his Christ.
And of his Christ.
And he shall reign forever.
And he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. So that tells us what? Something is coming in the future. It is the future reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the trumpet, blowing of trumpet, and saying the kingdoms of this world that Satan has been, you know, holding all of this while, finally, it is now the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And they shall reign for how long? Forever and ever. That is the future of this world. I know in church, what you are taught most of the time is that, you know, when we go to heaven, then we'll be in heaven. You are even wondering, what are we going to be doing? Some people will say, I will be singing. Some other people will say, you know, would you... I rather be with you, we'll just be on cloud and that's all. You don't take it to be worried. Amen. Heaven is not permanent home. No. Our permanent home is a renewed earth. When the curse of sin has been removed and every strata of government is by glorified saints, they will be the ones in charge. Every strata of government. There's so much to talk about in scripture this morning. So much. And we have a lot of scriptures, like I said, and I cannot afford to say, okay, just read two scriptures. No, I can't. Not this morning. Because whatever we are preaching for the rest of the meeting is dependent on your clear understanding of what the kingdom of God is. The next scripture is what? Yes, Zechariah 14:9.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth.
And the Lord, he shall be king over all the earth.
In that day, shall there be one Lord.
There will be one Lord.
And his name
will be one. If you have any other translation, you can read. Anybody can read also. Even though Ruth will be my official reader. But then we have several translations. So let us see if we can do justice to it.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth.
In that day, there shall be one Lord.
Everyone will worship him as God.
His name alone will
and know him alone, it will become the only object of worship. No more multiple religion, all of those. Mm-mm. Because the issue is not that God will now still be in one heaven. New Jerusalem, the capital city of God, and the house of his family, you and I, may you make it in Jesus' name, will have descended from heaven. Revelation 21 from verse 1 to verse 4. Okay? It will have descended. So God will now physically be where? On the earth. And Christ will be ruling over the kingdom. He will be the one in charge of the kingdom with all of the saints. God the Father will be there on his holy mountain, the highest peak. Who remembers the song? Great is the Lord. It's a psalm. And greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world. It's Mount Zion, side of the northern city of the great king. It's Mount Zion, side of the northern city of the great king. All the glorified saints who are already above the level of falling, because they are now perfect because of the sacrifice of Christ, and all the natural human beings who are living on the earth, who now can no longer fall into any sin, because all the people that can tempt people to sin, they are already in their own place where they are supposed to be. That day is coming in the future where God will be king over the entire world. In New Jerusalem, you will see God the Father. In New Jerusalem, you will see God the Son, but also our elder brother. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will be in all. God the Holy Spirit. As I'm describing this morning, I'm trusting in God that I might be able to touch one or two things about the changes that will appear on this world when the time of the kingdom has come. Nothing will die again. No more rotting of, no more stench of rotten. Everything will live forever. Even animals. Birds, plants, flowers. That one flower is dying. Because in that kingdom, there's no death. Amen. The next scripture is what? Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2 to verse 4.
And it shall come to pass in the last days,
yeah,
that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains.
Yes.
And shall be exalted above the hills.
Yes.
And all nations shall flow unto it.
All the nations of man who have now been saved, they will flow into it.
And many people shall go and say,
hold on before you continue. I know that this scripture has been used so much by many churches that the other kingdom is their church. No, this is the actual literal meaning of this passage. This is what will happen literally. This is the exact thing that will happen. All nations will say what?
And all nations shall flow into it.
Yes.
And many people shall go and say,
yes,
come ye, let us go help.
Many nations will come streaming into it. And their people will say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
To the house of the God of Jacob.
To the temple of Israel's God.
And he will teach us of his ways.
You see, please hold on. You need to understand that Mount Zion or New Jerusalem is the same name, okay? And Zion or Jerusalem, they are not the same cities. One is an earthly city, the same Jerusalem. Eh? That's the one that King David will rule over when he returns. Amen. But I need to explain something very quickly so that we are not confused. You understand? When Jesus comes in the second coming, because the second coming is different from the rapture of the church. Okay? Yeah. The difference is that at the rapture of the church, it will be an unobserved event. It will be like people are just disappearing. You understand? But the second coming is the coming of the Lord in glory. And every eye shall see him. That thing used to bother Bible commentators, you know, in the 1990s. How will it be? The people will be in different locations. How will they see it? Of course, it's not difficult anymore, Nabi. You understand what live streaming is. You can stream it now. You've been seeing him as he appears in the skies. Every eye will see him. That's what scriptures say. Both Old Testament and New. Those of us who had always believed in the literal translation of the Bible, even when we don't have mobile phones, we had always believed. We don't know, but one way or the other, every eye will see him. Because that's what the Word of God said. Until human technology has now brought it, made it so easy that what was happening in Ukraine this morning, as you know, live, you can actually know. Just go there, you'll find it. And they'll tell you, we are here live. It is also time, Ukrainian time. So as I was saying, the second coming is different from the rapture of the church. And at the time of the second coming, Jesus will rule from the capital city of earthly Jerusalem. Do you understand now? For 1,000 years. Okay? But when New Jerusalem now comes, King David will be ruling over Israel. Do you get the idea? And the 12 disciples of Jesus will be ruling one tribe each under King David. Do you get the idea? They will be like the toughest people in charge of that nation. But the rest of the saints rule over other nations. But I need you to understand what will happen in 1,000 years of peace and no war. And just prosperity and, you know, bounty harvest and all of that. Because when Jesus enters into our atmosphere, I will describe that. You know, when what is spiritual collides with what is physical, there will be all manner of changes. All of that, I'm trusting that this morning we should be able to deal with that also. That's what I'm saying. It's not something I can rush. And I want us to go through those scriptures one by one so that nobody is confused. So when he begins to rule like that, I mean in Jerusalem for the 1,000 years, at the end of the 1,000 years when everything has now been renewed permanently, okay, and New Jerusalem comes down into this earth, okay, Jesus and God the Father will be ruling in Mount Zion or New Jerusalem, while King David and the apostles will rule over the natural, earthly.
The New Jerusalem.
That's the heavenly city.
I know. It's coming down.
It's coming down.
Come down on the earthly Jerusalem.
It's not coming down on it, though. There'll be two different cities. That's why one is Jerusalem and the other is New Jerusalem.
Like,
just like on earth, you have the city of York in England. Mm-hmm. And yet you have New York. Because the people migrated to the New World, as America is called in those days. But they were also Britons who actually went there. You get it now? So instead of calling it another name, they call it New York. Just like the original York. You understand? So you have Jerusalem. But you will also have what? New Jerusalem. Two different cities. Just as York is still in England till today. And New York is in America till today. And that's the difference. There are two different cities. One is of earthly origin. The other is of heavenly origin. That's the difference. Can I continue? Okay. Yes. Have you gotten to verse 4? You haven't now?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read 3 again to verse 4?
And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And he will teach us of his ways.
He will teach us what he wants us to do.
And we will walk in his path.
and will walk in his path.
For out of Zion shall go forth the law.
Because out of the holy city will now go out the law.
And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
And the word of the Lord that rules the whole world will now be coming out of Jerusalem for the next 1,000 years. Do you get the idea now? When the Lord Jesus himself is reigning in Jerusalem. Okay?
And he shall judge among the nations.
So he will judge among, he will settle disputes among nations.
And shall rebuke many people.
And he will rebuke many people.
And they shall beat their swords into plowshares.
And they will hammer their swords into plows.
And their spears into pruning knives.
And their spears into pruning knives.
Nations shall not lift up sword against
them. Nations will never again go to war. Never prepare for battle again. That's the future. Amen. I don't think I need to explain anything. It's clear. Be in the spirit, and let your spirits be open such that the Holy Spirit can begin to show you pictures. Of what you are reading. But this one is not imagination. Amen. Yes, the next verse. It will be the future reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 145 verse 13.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion...
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom.
And thy dominion endures throughout all...
And your dominion
endures.
Throughout all generations. Amen. Good News Bible says, your rule is eternal. And you are king forever. The Lord is faithful to his promise and is merciful in all of his acts. So it is the future reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you begin to notice something? Is this close to what we have been saying, telling ourselves in church? Does it not look like something completely different? Now, not only is the kingdom of God the future reign, the kingdom of God is also the permanent reign. What is it? It's not that, you know, it will just happen for a while and then, you know, when we're now remembering, I remember during the administration of Jesus Christ, when he was the one ruling the universe. Oh, it's a permanent reign. After it, there will never be another kingdom that will supplant it. No. There will be never anything like that again. Daniel chapter 4 verse 3. Daniel 7 verse 18. Verse 22, verse 27. I take it again. Daniel 4, 3. Daniel 7, 18, 22, and 27.
How great are signs?
Yes.
And how mighty are his wonders?
Yes.
His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation.
His kingdom is which kind of kingdom?
An everlasting kingdom.
And his dominion is for how long? For, you know, from generation to generation. He will be king forever. Amen. He will be king for how long? Forever and ever. He will be king. It's a permanent reign. I want to just show you a bit of the description of this reign, just a bit. In Revelation 21, Revelation 21, are you there? Okay, if you are in Revelation 21, can you please read for me from verse 2, you will stop at verse 5.
And hi, John. Yes. The holy city, New Jerusalem.
Yes.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Yes.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them.
The tent of God is among humans. That's why I told you, you can actually, even natural men can now go perhaps once a year to worship him. Or once in a while, whenever they feel they want to go and see God, they can go. Let them just be ready to climb, because God is a mountain dweller. Near Jerusalem, the temple of God, that is the throne of God, is actually at the tip of that city. And the whole city keeps shining like a jewel. It's a mountain city. That's why we sang the song just now. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of the Lord, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world. It's Mount Zion, side of the northern city of the great king. New Jerusalem is like, you know, it's a mountain, but it's actually like a pyramid. Where the tip of that pyramid is who now? God. That's where his throne or his temple will be. And it is from his throne that living waters will flow forth to water the whole earth and renew the whole earth. Amen. Of course, you see the throne of God, the throne of Christ. The thrones of the saints also, if they will have time to be on their thrones, because they will be ruling over the entire universe on behalf of the Father, but in conjunction with their elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This is what God has to offer. You are still reading. Sorry, we have not even started. Sorry. You have a question. You write your question. Read that thing first. Yes? Just don't forget it.
Behold.
Behold.
The tabernacle of God is with men.
The tent of God is among humans.
And he will dwell with them.
He will make his home with them.
And they shall be his people.
And they will be his people.
And God himself shall be with them.
God himself will be their God.
And their God.
Yeah.
And God shall wipe away all tears.
This is the rain. This is the character of that rain. Every tear will be wiped off forever.
And there shall be no more.
Please wait till you know I'm talking about the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about the presence of God, though, lake of fire. Those ones, the tears will be flowing for free forever. Because God's anger against sin is eternal. Do you understand? There's no time that God will now say it's okay. I know it's not easy. Mm-mm. God will eternally hate sin. Okay? I'm talking about the people who are in the kingdom, not the people in the prison. Okay? Yes? He will wipe away every tear.
And there shall be no more
death. And there will be no more death. So, you can have somebody and the person's, I don't know how they would describe it in that time, 10th generation. Eh? It may be, maybe 205 million years old or something, I don't know. Yet, it won't age. It will grow, but it will not age. They won't be weaker. No. There will be no old people's home. No more death. People will live forever, and they will keep populating. That's what I was saying yesterday when somebody asked a question about what was the difference between glorified saints and natural men. At the end, after like a billion years, that's not too much, after like a million years, will they not have outnumber the saints? I mean, the glorified saints.
Yes.
And the glorified saints, they will now be like another class, a special class of people who also live forever and rule the kingdom. But because the Lord Jesus told us that we will not marry at that time, there will be no need to marry again. That's what I was telling Conscience yesterday, that brother, you know, said, you will know her now, but no more anything. You'll have been delivered for all of that self. Amen. Because we will be like angels. There's no more marrying or remarrying, no. We have people who will be doing all of that. And don't worry, you won't be lonely. You are perfected. Hallelujah. Have you met lonely angels before?
Huh?
The natural men will repopulate the earth. Were you not here at the time? You are sleeping at that time. I answered the question yesterday, no? Okay? Yes, no more death. There'll be no more grief or crying or pain. There'll be no more pain. Because the former order of things have passed away. Never to arise again. Never to return again. That is the kingdom of God. See, the reason why once Satan found out that, you see, because you can't describe this to anybody and the person will not say, ah, how can I be part of it? Right or wrong? Especially when they don't have to pay anything. So all Satan did was to start telling some preachers some other things. And gradually, they left the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. And they covered it with what cannot satisfy. You understand? No, that's the second thing it is. The first thing it did was to cause confusion and a lot of preachers. It will shock you that a lot of preachers cannot explain this thing that I'm explaining to you. Huh? Because if you to even sit down and study it, it will take a long time now. And then nobody wants to show that they are ignorant of what they don't know. If you ask me any question, I have no problem. Ask. Because I've been studying on it for years. And it also helps me because it keeps fueling that thing for me that the kingdom is coming. That was what the enemy did. So as long as they don't talk about it, they talk instead about, you know, there's an anointing for breakthrough. Shall you see how it's sounding? You see, it just sounds like, You understand? The kingdom is the ultimate. And that is the hope of every man. And that is what Jesus has to offer every one of us. Okay? Okay? Is that all? That's up to verse 4?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we're in the permanent reign. We have not read Daniel 7, 18, 22, 27.
Daniel
7, 18.
For the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom.
The saints of the Most High, they shall take the kingdom.
And possess the kingdom forever.
And they will possess the kingdom forever.
Even forever and ever.
That's why you can see here among our eternal inheritance, not future. I beg. It will keep looking like, well, we don't know when we're going to get it, but they say, you understand?
Our eternal inheritance, yeah. You can see eternal life, which I've explained yesterday. You can see eternal thrones. May you serve Jesus in such a way that you'll be eligible for a throne. But we're supposed to have eternal thrones. All the scriptures are there. We're supposed to have eternal crowns, and there are different types of crowns. Crown of soul winners. I'm not talking about people that go to win so that their church can have more people. I'm talking about people who go to tell other people that this is the offer of what God wants to give to you. You understand? And the person become a part and parcel of God's household and of God's kingdom. Of course, there's also a crown of righteousness. There's a crown of life. There's a crown of incorruption. There's also a crown of glory. This one is a pastor's or a disciple's crown. That means one person can have more than one crown. And several brethren will have no crown. And you should know about God. God is just and fair. If you are not eligible for something, he will not give you. And not because he hates you. He loves you. But when it was time to, so you understand now why I labor and I do all this work. That's why. If you have said, no, me, my life, I know I'm supposed to serve God and I'm already serving him now. So maybe at least I'm worshiping him. A lot of Christians won't have crowns. Because they would not have labored to be able to receive crowns. So when you see some, you see crowns on their heads.
Was it some other one? They're all glorified though. There's class now. There's class. Like the 12 apostles of the Lamb, they will be ruling, like I said before, over the tribes of Israel, and King David will still be their king. So they are like. Yeah, are we not all going to? I said there's going to be a reunion. At the time of the rapture, it's a reunion. You will see Abel. Because his body too will resurrect to join his soul and spirit that is coming from heaven. And when you see Abel, you will know that that's Abel. Because you are perfected, you already know Papa, Papa, he too knows you. And then you can go and meet him and hug him. Ah, Abel, I read about you in the Bible. That will come to be called uncle. You know? People that have lived for so long. You know? Of course, there's also, we will also have eternal mansions. We'll also have, of course, the eternal city, New Jerusalem itself. We'll also have eternal bodies. That's what I meant by glorified bodies, okay? We'll also have the eternal kingdom as our possession. Now, apart from all of these seven things, we now also have an eternal inheritance. What is our inheritance? We will inherit all things. How many things? All things. Everything that God possesses. Everything that Jesus has, we will have it with him. Have you not read in your Bible that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ? Also in the book of Revelation 21:7, it says, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. Not some things. So when an angel or when angels see that kind of person, they bow. Because it's a king that just passed. Have you heard? Who are the people that wear crowns? Kings and queens. That is the hope that the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, come and take. Amen. Who has begun to see it yet? Are you beginning to see it? Amen. Okay. Yes. Read that 17 again. Read that 18 again. Is it 18 or 17? What am I saying?
It's 18.
Daniel 7:18, have you?
For the saints of the Most High shall be the kingdom.
And the people of the Supreme God will receive royal power. And they will keep the kingdom forever and ever. They will be the ones ruling over the kingdom, over natural men. You will now see, you know, you see genuine world power. Not these very funny countries. When I see Nigerians talk about Dubai, I used to shake my head. That Nigerians are so poor. Amen. Is that not the best city of men? As long as there's no sin inside it, I have no problem. But if there's sin inside it, I don't want to go. Yeah. Because what I'm waiting for is a city where nothing unclean can dwell. Yes, verse 22.
Until the ancient of days came.
Yes.
And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High.
Yes.
And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Yes. The time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. A time like that is coming. And it will be a permanent possession. Verse 27.
And the kingdom and the dominion.
And the greatness of the kingdom.
Under the
whole heavens. Will be given to the people of the saints.
Of the Most High.
Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. Amen. It is not only a permanent reign. The kingdom of God is also an eternal reign. See, there's a difference between future reign, permanent reign, and eternal reign. The difference between eternal and permanent is this. We use the word permanent because the kingdom will not be subject to change. Do you get the idea? Eh? But we are talking about eternal now because the kingdom will last forever. Can you see the difference between the two? We say permanent because another kingdom will not come to take over this kingdom. Daniel 2. Daniel 2. Are you in Daniel 2? Okay. You are going to read for me verse 43. No, read from verse from verse 41. You will stop at verse 45.
And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes,
yes,
part of potter's clay,
yes,
and part of iron,
yes,
the kingdom shall be divided,
yes,
but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron,
yes.
For as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the
iron. I'm talking about human kingdoms, so successive human kingdoms before Christ will come. It was Nebuchadnezzar who had this vision that a great stone or rock came from heaven and struck the feet of the great statue, and the whole thing crumbled. But that stone became so big and covered the earth. So it was talking about this same kingdom to come. Okay? Then Daniel came to interpret that this and this is what God is saying. So that's what we are reading. Yes?
And as the toes of the feet were part of iron.
Yes.
And part of clay.
Mm.
So the kingdom shall be partly strong.
Mm.
And partly broken.
Mm.
And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay.
Mm.
They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men.
Mm.
But they shall not cleave one to another.
Mm.
Even as iron is not mixed with clay.
Mm.
And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
At the time of those rulers, the God of heaven will establish a kingdom
which shall never be destroyed,
that will never end.
And the kingdom shall not be left to the people.
It will never be conquered.
But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms.
But it will completely destroy all those empires, and then it will last forever. Yes? 45. You saw how a stone broke loose from a cliff without anyone touching it.
And that it broke in pieces the iron.
And how it struck the statue made of iron,
the bronze, the
clay,
silver,
and gold. And gold.
The great city has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter.
The great God is telling your majesty what will happen in the future. I have told you exactly what you dreamed,
and the interpretation thereof is sure,
and giving you its true meaning. Amen. So, Nebuchadnezzar, who was ruling over the whole world at the time, had a dream. And the dream showed him, your kingdom will not be forever. Mm-hmm. And that dream also showed him, a kingdom is coming that will last for how long? Forever. It will be an eternal kingdom. So, the kingdom of God is the eternal reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Daniel 7:14, Luke 1:31-33, and Revelation 11:15. It's on this one that we'll stop, so that when we are coming in the next session, we will continue again with what is the kingdom of God. You know, we still have other things. Okay? So that we can continue other things. I'll stop on eternal reign. After reading these scriptures, we will stop. Okay? After reading and explaining these scriptures, we will stop. Oh yeah, you are reading. Read Daniel 7:14 again.
He was given authority. Glory and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worship him.
He was given authority, honor, and royal power so that all the people from all the nations, races, and languages would serve him. Yes?
His dominion is an everlasting.
His authority would last forever.
That will not pass away.
And his kingdom would never end.
And
It's an eternal reign forever. Can I ask you a question? Honestly speaking, what manner of love is this that God will say, come and, not just come and be a citizen, no. Come and rule with me. Now, if the person that rejects that, does he deserve less than hell?
No.
Are you getting it now why those who deceive people to miss that kingdom, they themselves will not enter heaven? Do you understand now? It's because of the magnitude of the murder. Because how can this be left? Eh? And then I will leave talking to you about this and warning you so that you will make it. And I'm focusing on, you know, useless things. I see God promoting you. I see more money in your pocket. If you believe me, if your amen can be the loudest, yeah, your own will be, what's all that? That's wickedness. Let me tell you, nobody can understand these things without somebody coming to teach him. Read quickly, because of my time. Read quickly. Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. Are you there? Okay. You are reading for me from verse 10. You are reading for me from verse 13. You will stop at verse 15.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
It is only whoever calls upon the name of God that will be saved. Is it not so? Yes.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
But how can somebody call on somebody who he doesn't believe in?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not?
How can a human being believe? In somebody that what? That he has not heard about.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How will they hear without a preacher preaching it to them?
And how shall they preach it?
How will they even preach it except it is that they are sent to preach it? It is only one gospel, as I told you before. There's no other type. And it is this gospel of the kingdom. For there's nobody who will hear it. And it is explained like this to them. And they will say he has no desire for it. Even horrible people will say, well, would you want to be part of it? Then you cannot start telling them from 1 Corinthians 9, 6, 9 to 10, that all the immoral people, all the wicked people, all the sinful people, you will not inherit the kingdom. That's what is there in 1 Corinthians 9. 6, 9 to 10. Sin is not talked about. A person is not prepared for the kingdom and then by mistake he will just appear there. How? We go back, we are still on eternal reign. That the kingdom of God is the eternal reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 1, you are done reading 7:14, Abby? Daniel. Luke 1, 31 to 33.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb.
Mary, you will conceive in your womb.
And you will bring forth a son. And shall call his name Jesus.
And the name of this your son will be called Jesus.
He shall be great. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father.
The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father, David. Can you see that now? It will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
And of his kingdom
there will be no end. So, the national promise to Israel that David will rule over them forever. The last scripture is Revelation 11 and verse 15. Revelation 11 and verse 15. That's the last scripture. And then we are going to be praying again. Because our time is almost up. So when we return, we'll continue with what is the kingdom of God, the second part of it.
And the seventh angel sounded.
Yes.
And there were great voices in heaven.
Saying,
the kingdoms of this world,
the kingdoms of this world they have now become the kingdom of our Lord
and of his Christ.
And of his Christ. And it shall reign for how long?
Forever
and ever. So it is an eternal reign. Amen. When we return, we are going to be looking at, it is an earthly reign. Amen.
Amen.
But for now, I would want us to sing that song again now with understanding that we sang before. And then we will pray. Okay? Let us stand up. Ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo majenishino baba Mummy day Leo Kemakusajo Be fin Mummy day Leo Aye Loja Orunile Mummy day
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.